Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chagiga daf Chav. Begin the Amar, begin the Tzmasta, begin the Gemara. The Blazer of Tzadik Gemara. He says, "Hadeke Truma that Chul and Shana Asa Tarsa Kodesh." Gemara brings this Machlekes. He has says it has a halachas status like Truma. Now, related to this, Tzadik brings Hekshar of Luchan. Pana asks, "The main parak basa the need to be said in the last parak in the Davayin Avam Beis." But Yishayin Oim in the beginning he said, "Yeshev Es Adam Tahar." A woman after she gives birth, 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl, she. Is that look like as if she's a tefillin for all that time period until the end of her 40 days or 80 days with the boy or the girl, respectively? Now, they said that this woman in this state, ma'adamayim lepesach, she could pour the water to wash the meat of the carbon pesach. Which, the Gemara makes an inference, sounds like mud in that she could pour it, but no gelai, but she cannot touch it. Now, why would that be? Because her hands would have a look like a sheni. Because a tful yoyim, which what she is, has a lacha like a sheni. That she cannot touch the water, because that would make the water into a shlishi, which would make the meat, which is karchim, into a revi. But when she touches the vessel, that's not a problem, because a sheni is not matama kela. Now, alma, chulish nasatah sakaydish. So you see, says the Gemara, that chulin, which is this water, which was made al tar sakaydish, is kakaydish damo, is like karchim, so that. Because this is the water that you want to be able to wash the carbon pesach, so it's made out of tarzakaitis, that it's like kachim, and therefore it could be makabot tuma from a sheni, which is what the woman is. And it's not like a chulun, which cannot become a shlishi. That's what the Gemara says. That is Taisis, Manale, where does he get this that chulun shnas tarzakaitis is kakaitis? Dilma dahabaka truma, which like this opinion by different maschal of Taisis, maybe it's like truma. But the tfulyem pesel truma. A tefillin which is sheni invalidates truma, and so how do you see that it's necessarily going to be kachim? It's going to become a shlishi, and then it's going to make the problem for the meat, which is kachim or vi. So that says from the Lemayr, it appears to my teacher that it has to be altar sekaidish kakaidish because dika truma it would be like truma, a filatiga, but then even if she would touch the water, lahav ela paisel, it would only invalidate the water, meaning the lahav ela shlishi, yeah, it would become a shlishi, but the ain shlishi be truma. Metami the viva kaidish does it not make a kachim into revi? Shana mayim moisam revi where the water would not make it into revi. In other words, although we know that a shlishi can make revi by kachim, that's only if the shlishi itself is also kaidish. But where the shlishi is a truma and the shabbat chulin, it actually would not make revi by kaidish. So even if these waters would be pasul, if it would be like truma, but it would not make the kachim pasul. So therefore, it has to be that these waters which al taras kaidish is kaidish and not like truma. So as Mashba came and take Pedashash of Ben Tam, so it sounds like this from Rashi with him as Zanida and from Ben Tam. Next day, Mashba begins the Gemara. Shmenati Medaba Metama. Yeah, I protected it from something that makes it tummy, but let me do my place with something that makes it puzzle. So it sounds like from the Gemara that the shovel is not going to be tummy to make other things tummy. It's only going to be puzzle. And it cannot make other things tummy. Now, Bahayu Kosher, this is difficult to Rebuchana. What are we saying that's invalidating this shovel? That it touched a something that's a rishon l'tuma, and that is what you're saying is becoming puzzle and not tummy. Well, what? Eber you should never touch the rishon, which would make the shovel into a sheni, a visheni, which would make it for tuma truma into a shlishi. Promise ain't the mekam tuma l'ma'ava tuma. This which is a keli and adam. Can only come from an avatama, and therefore be by avatama. So if it is from an avatama, so high pasal, how could you call it pasal? Tummy ava. Obviously, it is going to be tummy because it's a risha now, which is going to make everything else tummy, even by chulun. So the tirutz Rebbechan answers shenipsla b'mashkin. We're talking about where the shovel became tummy from liquids, and the mashkin tummy in place of liquid because that's a chiddush that tummy liquids could invalidate a klikah. I mean, like we say in Taharas, the exterior of the vessels which became tummy from liquids, which are only pasul, and because it's like a sheni bechulin, and therefore it's dava paisla, but it's not dava matama. Next test about the beginning of the Gemara, Nimanivskali. So the lady said that there was a thread that got cut, and Bikshati Bepen, I knotted it with my mouth. Now, Pesharash Rash explains that Kaidim. She, I guess it takes it the loy, kaidim shahoyso neregis, when she was weaving, shahoyso do the tuma where it wasn't yet fit for tuma. The loy is hard, but never the woman says I wasn't careful with it, and when I used it full and dusting, I wasn't immersed for my menstruation at that point, And that's what we're saying, but yeah, Shlach, we have to concern. Shemek should act in Bagimel, but maybe when I did weave it three finger breaths, a dynodic lach, but again, maybe that moist spittle was still on the garment. But Avatum Havala Thomas, and therefore it is a primary category for Tuma. That's what Bishmo was saying. Ah, Kamagadilim, Zerichacham. So it's Tosif, but a Baisav Mafarshi. But Rashi brings that this is still a quote from Rashi, that his teachers explain that Mitam Tsunoda Dama Oritz. We're talking about that it's because of the springs, so to speak, the bodily fluids of an Am Oritz, which is what this woman is. Kozma Shilacha, as long as it's moist, as the Gemara says later on, Nafchav Gimel. So therefore, even if it's Kelim Gemurim Be'isha Torah, still, since she's Am Oritz, we're concerned for her hard Sina. And therefore, it'd be Mitam on the Baggit, as long as it's moist from her spittle. And that's what Rishmael is saying, well, since she wasn't focusing, therefore the Baggit could have, therefore it became tummy when she was nodding with her mouth. So, that says Rashi, Ivanim, and I say no. I say, it can't be because it's seen the Rama arts. This woman had to be a woman who's scrupulous in halachas. And the fact that she came from Mishmael to even ask the question. Do you think we would trust a woman that's Am Aretz to say that she will, but in the state of Tahara? Obviously, it's like Rashi says, it's Chavera, but when she was doing it, before it was a garment, she was a Nida, and we're concerned that it was still moist when it turned to a garment. Called the Perish Rashi. That's all from Rashi. Now, B'Yishami, Maisi, Kalani, Uvdi. Shami brings all these two stories that our Gemara brings. Amasnin, Nidach, Birkin. Regarding the mission in the other Perk. That we learned, Bekel Manigmar Batara, regarding vessels that are finished in the state of purity, still you have to table it for Kachim, even though they don't know that there's a state of Tama. And that's where these two stories are brought. And Bishmol said, oh, Kamigdal Mazachachamim, how great are the actions of the sages? I mean, that they say, Manigmar Bechula, that vessels are finished in the state of purity, you still have to table it for Kachim. Now, Mashma, it sounds like the Isha Chavera, I guess, the skin of a Tumana woman who is a Chavera. Was weaving the garment because and a bayit tefillin. Why did need tefillin? Because the mishamshi behadei could mishenerikule because the other people had helped along before it was totally woven. Where as we see that she had put it in her mouth, and it has to be ish chaver, because if it's amaretz, well then even after it was woven would have the same halacha. Therefore, that sounds like a perush Rashi, and therefore after it was woven. You don't have to protect it anymore because it's coming from the halacha of kelim like mardim, which is only from that when it was being worked on, but when it's finished, that wouldn't be a problem. So from Yisham, it sounds like the first interpretation of Rashi also. Now make sure that Rav Yisi says leperish Rashi, according to Rashi interpretation, hoyloy lemon nida Yisi. She should have said that that was a nida, k'may nida mashcha. Like the case of when there was a nida that was pulling with me the rope, then the other story. From there, you see that wouldn't be like we know that she was a nida, because else it should have said it like the other story. So near Lila Farish, so Rabbi Yisiv, he wants to explain that, yeah, we're talking about a woman that's a chavera, but it's not because of tumav nida. Rather, the mitech shekasha bepeh. Since she was nodding it with her mouth, so there was a moist spittle. And when she was weaving it, Nagaburek, she touched the spittle. Now, so what's the problem? In general, any person's hands, even the Chavera, we treat the hands as a Sheini. And the Perek Bas de Ervin and the Tzadik Tesser, now, Mashma, it sounds like the Roik Mechash of Mashka. That spittle is considered as a liquid. Because the Gemara, there's discussing regarding sticking one's hand into one's mouth and that's going to make the truma inside as tame. Obviously, this spill is considered mashka. Oh, so if that's the case, that's what the Gemara says over there, that the spill goes and this contaminates the cloth. Like we learned, Mishnah Tyrus, Achorei, Kalim, Mashka, regarding the exterior vessel became tame from liquids. So therefore, even without Ama Aratza, and even without Nida, the vessel become tame. It's because of the spittle, that she puts this into her mouth, because it's a kli, so that's what we're saying, that after it was woven, that she have to be careful, because the spittle itself, her hands are yudayim, and and the spittle becomes tummy from that coming Yerushan, which then a liquid can be tummy keli. But according to the Yerushalmi, the Medama Lekim HaNigmarim that compares it to, as we said, to the Halacha of Kim HaNigmarim B'Tahara, and there the Gemara does say that the reason why you need tefillah, even if Tumah B'Chaber, is because the spittle of the Amaretz is spread before it's finished, and it remains moist even after it's finished. Now, according to what the previous interpretation, but Rabbi Yisif, that the spittle has a lacha like mashka, so umayir mishumachi. So why is it? Because it's in abama ora. It's a filibit tzinar the chaver. Like he was explaining, even from the springs of the chaver, namek elamechesh mishumagi yadayim. You have to be concerned for the hand side touching the spittle. So why is saying specifically from tzinar abama oretz? Moreover, here it sounds like even mechulun tzinar abama oretz sounds like that by truma and mechulun they were not geizes. So by those cases, they are truma mechulun they were not geizes. So why you should say that the spittle of the chaver himself is a problem? So it doesn't mean nochalim, but maybe you could say the leker tam nokat lekamon. It's not the primary reason that was explained later on. The lechad minayim nokat just said one of them, but the truth is, yeah, you could have explained that even without tzin nevama arts and even his own tziner were not concerned only for kachim, and that over here we're talking about kachim. So Tais had three different interpretations why we saying this garment is tam according to Rashi because the spittle of anita, the teachers of Rashi is because of tzin nevama arts, and Rabbi Yisib is because the spittle of even the chaver is like mashka, and the hands would be metame that, would be metame the baget. And according to the first region, is the first interpretation is bechulin, and according to the last two interpretations, that would be only tovma for kachim.